This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
Walmart has been reckoning with a rocky economy, posting 9 consecutive quarters of negative same-store sales among U.S. stores. But the world's largest retailer has broken the trend. The company announced this morning that sales rose 1.3%. That's the first increase in 2 years. But third-quarter profit slid by 2.9% compared to a year ago. The fiscal quarter runs August through October 31st. Last spring, Mike Duke, president and CEO of Walmart, vowed to increase sales at U.S. stores. In a pre-recorded conference call to investors this morning, Duke said the company's performance is due to driving the productivity loop, leveraging expenses, and investing in price leadership. In other words, pushing vendors, cutting costs, and providing cheaper goods to consumers.
Arkansas's Division of Medical Services is getting a new director with a long track record of researching and running Medicaid programs. Dr. Andy Allison currently oversees operations at the Kansas Department of Health and Environment. Amy Webb with the Arkansas Department of Human Services says Allison will help the agency find long-term solutions for Medicaid.
It's an important program. It, you know, provides health care for a lot of people who really, really need it. It's their safety net. And we want it to last. We want it to be there for people as long as they need it. And so we need to make some changes. And we're you know, looking at ways to make the program sustainable. And we think he'll be able to help us do that.
Allison is expected to start work on December 5th. His chief responsibility will be to help Arkansas develop a proposal to switch from a fee-for-service model used by Medicaid.
And support for Ozarks at Large and KUAF comes from Handmade, celebrating a holiday open house on Saturday, December 3rd, with refreshments, holiday ideas, and gifts, including made-to-order baskets, gourmet foods, and more. Handmade is located in the Evelyn Hill Shopping Center in Fayetteville, 582-5731 for more information.